Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Concluding our series on temptation, the message today is entitled Think Before You Leap. Our scripture will be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, and it reads as follows: Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You see, every action begins with a thought. If we do not check our thoughts with the Word of God, we are headed for a fall. When an evil thought comes our way, we should see what God says about it. If it is evil, cast that thought out, because if you dwell on it, it's just a matter of time before you act on it. There are a few questions you should ask yourself when faced with temptation. The first question you should ask yourself is this temptation a violation of the Word of God? Now the question is, how are you going to know that if you don't have the Word of God in your heart? Satan won't give you time to search your Bibles, so we have to have God's Word in our heart so that when we get an evil thought, we can compare it against God's Word. So is that temptation a violation of God's Word? Number two, what have been the consequences of sin in the lives of others? Sadly to say, we probably know others that have failed, that have fallen to temptation, and we know the result. Look at their lives, gain from their experience so you won't have to go down the same road. Number three, if you yield to this sin, how will it affect me personally? You know, continually, how would it affect your life? How would it affect the people around you? Is it worth the risk? The next question you might want to ask yourself, am I willing to pay the consequences to yielding to this temptation? Most of the time, if you ask someone this question, they will say, no, I guess not. However, the action may show a definite willingness to pay for the consequences of their sins. Is it worth it? The next question to ask yourself, will yielding to this temptation satisfy me, or will it stir up stronger desire? The devil's favorite line is, oh, one time won't hurt you, but yes, it will. It's like a snowball effect. Once it starts rolling, there's no stopping. Whether it's sexual immorality or gambling, drinking, or anything else, people rarely stop after only one experience. The next question to ask yourself, is yielding to this temptation a wise decision, or is it foolish? Well, that's an easy answer, because you can't be wise and sin at the same time. And lastly, the key question is one that we talked about last time, was ask yourself the question that Job asked in Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. How then can I do this great evil and sin against God? Remember, Satan does not want you to think about God in the midst of temptation. He knows that once you start thinking about God rather than the object of temptation, then he will lose every time. Think before you leap. Remember, God always made a way of escape. Look for that way of escape and take it. And as Joseph did, flee as fast as you can, and know this, that God is on your side. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So think about God when you're in the heat of the battle, and he will deliver you every time. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.